Researchers at Washington State University in Spokane have analyzed well over 100 police deadly force encounters captured on dashcam video or observed in a simulator. That academic research has now turned into a counter-bias training program. Correspondent Tom Bonsi dropped in on the first police department to try it out in Astoria, Oregon.
Professor Lois James and colleagues have published a series of attention-getting papers on the dynamics of deadly police encounters, including racial factors.
We have two kind of major findings from our research in the lab. One is that officers, when you hook them up neurophysiologically and also when you test them using implicit bias tests, we find that they tend to quite strongly associate African-American suspects with threat, with increased levels of threat.
The other finding runs almost the opposite.
When we test them in the simulator, they tend to be a bit more hesitant to shoot African-American suspects versus white or Hispanic suspects, for example.
She and her co-authors say the caution most likely comes from officers wanting to avoid the public backlash when a minority suspect gets shot. And they don't think officers are just trying to be PC because they're being observed in a simulator. This year, James and her husband Steve decided to take the research a step further, which is how Lois found herself leading a training session for frontline officers from the Astoria and Warrenton, Oregon police departments.
I am one of those researchers who really believes that if you're not going to take your research and try and make what it is that you're studying better, you really don't have any business doing it. This one, we're going to mix and match a little bit. This one is a domestic disturbance.
On this afternoon, the Jameses run a small group of officers through 24 realistic scenarios, also including traffic stops, a robbery, and suspicious person calls. The officers take turns standing in front of a portable movie screen. They're armed with a pistol modified to shoot a laser pulse.
Let go of the lady! Sir, come out here!
The simulator screen shows the officer's point of view as white, black, and Hispanic actors, roughly life-size, play suspects, victims, and bystanders. The police department let me sit in on two scenarios and debriefs. In both simulations, the officer has mere seconds to size up the scene before one of the actors pulls a gun. A moment of hesitation and the officer would have been pretend shot instead of the suspect. But out on the streets, hesitation is just what Warrenton officer Jim Pierce says he's seeing more of. Pierce participated in the training.
There may be some slower reaction time, but I think that's been brought on to us over the last couple of years by all of the media presentation of law enforcement shootings around the country.
Unfortunately, researcher James says there's no reliable national data set on deadly force interactions with sufficient detail to prove or disprove Pierce's perception that officers in real life are getting killed because they're hesitating more. The goal of this counter-bias training is to get officers to look past skin color, gender, or a person's clothing choices and concentrate on danger cues, things such as body language, hand positions, or furtive movements toward a possible weapon.
People give certain body languages when they are getting ready to attack another individual or a police officer, and this helps bring out those body languages, setting aside anything else, race, religion, sex, anything else.
These coastal Oregon officers are the first paying customers to experience the portable simulator training program developed by the Washington State University researchers. Astoria Police Chief Brad Johnston says no particular incident prompted him to schedule the training. Rather, the national conversation about policing and justice, in his words, was on his mind. I'm Tom Bonsi in Astoria, Oregon.